This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day, huh?
Good day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good day.
Yes.
Yeah. Good day. Mm-hmm. And the really only good thing that will make it better is you, Steve Harvey, with some closing remarks. What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, I kind of wanted to share something with you all that I was doing my meditation. I was reading this morning and it hit me because I've often said, you know, after a show or something, I was just, you know, sometimes I just try to say something positive to people. And one time I was talking after the show and I told people, I said, you know, there's a scripture that quotes something to this effect, that God comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly. And so I said that's what began the process of me asking for my abundance, was because of this scripture. And I just don't think, this is just my walk with him, that as a Christian or a believer or a person of faith, that you should have to struggle through everything. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have struggles. But in every aspect of your life, I mean, come on, something has to change for you. And so in this scripture, it was saying that he comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly. I always thought that the abundance that he was talking about was material things, financial blessings, you know, things of that nature. But I've learned recently through my studies that he comes to give you abundant life does not just mean things. It means peace of mind. It means awareness of all his goodness. It means not worrying about tomorrow or having regrets about the past, which issues out a lot of wasted energy. It means things like that, that he's present in your life, that you're aware of all the good things, that your eyes are open to all he's done for you. And the big part of it is that he gives you your daily bread, that today is a very, very special day. And because it's unlike any other day you've ever had, and he's giving you a new day. So when it comes to talking about an abundant life, I had to stop thinking that it was just talking about things or money and objects, innate objects, that really he's talking about an abundant life through having a peace of mind, to having the realization that you have a companion who is not only your friend, but he's also your king, you know, your sovereign Lord. That's what he means by abundant life. That you come to the realization that you're not alone in this matter. You come to the understanding that you have a very present help if you just invite him in, that can help you deal, cope, handle, and understand anything that happens in your life. That's what I came to the conclusion, that having a life and having life more abundantly stood for. And once I came to this realization, it opened up a whole nother way of thinking for me, because it's just an amazing thing when you understand that you can have a say-so in today. And all you have to do is worry about today. I mean, concern yourself with today's matters and don't worry about tomorrow and don't show no regrets for the past. And you can have a life of abundance because you will now be living in the moment, in the presence, and you'll have his presence because you invited him in even closer. That's what I learned about the abundant life, that it doesn't just mean monetary or physical things, that it actually means peace of mind, presence, a very present help in the time of trouble, a relationship, someone who gets it, who's always there. That's what that means, and that's what I wanted you all to think about today. So when you ask God to give you life, and he promised to give you life and give it to you more abundantly, think about what the whole abundant thing is really about. I wasted a lot of time thinking it was just a reference to finances or money or, you know, it's not. It's so much more. And today, I had an abundant life. Because today I didn't worry about tomorrow. And today, because that's burden yourself with something you can't do nothing about. And I didn't worry, have no regrets for my former life. Ta-da! I had an abundant day today. And it caused me to realize, really, man, you're blessed. You got an abundant life. That's what I wanted to share with you. Those are my closing remarks today.
Wow, Steve.
I know I got a little time on the back end, but that's what I realized. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
That's great, huh?
Because when you do, when I first heard it, I thought the same thing, which, you know.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think we all
did. I really did. Yeah. I was convinced at what it was, but I was doing my meditation this morning, and I was reading this section that explains a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a minute, man. No, the abundant life is he gives you peace of mind for today. He gives you awareness of his presence for today, and therefore it gives you a total, and then it causes you to be grateful for what you have today, and it opens up your eyes to everything that's happening in your world right now. Because by worrying, watch this, Shirley, Luke 12 and 25.
What?
By worrying, Luke 12 and 25, by worrying, you cannot add 1 hour to
that's
your
right.
life.
That's man. Right.
So by not being able to do that.
Yes, sir. You better minister.
You better coach your Bible.
All right. You're going to be with Kanye in a minute. Go ahead, boy.
The book.
I don't know about that.
The comedy ministry. I love it. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.